It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. Welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on this January 28th. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. I tee it up with John Rieger, and we are live from our 13th and Central Ferg's Clubhouse Studios. And it's a brisk day out there in Pinellas County. We'll find out what the weather is in a few minutes when we talk to John Rieger, of course, and our Saturday morning, while Bill Ink and Kraken's our weather report. We got a jam-packed show today. Of course, we got two tournaments taking place. We got the Farmers Insurance Open, and then teeing off. They just got done, I believe, mid-morning, and that is, of course, the Heroes, and we've got plenty to talk about there, as there's been plenty of drama. So John Rieger and I'll talk about that. James Poulter, the director of golf and CEO of the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Academy, he'll join us about 11:30. My son Michael Rickard will join us outside the ropes, and he's certainly got plenty to talk about with the shenanigans between Roy McIlroy and Patrick Reed over there in Dubai. Plenty to talk about there. We, of course, each and every Saturday, we're down here and we're broadcasting live on our flagship WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350 Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM AM 1400. It's a lonely clubhouse today. No one's down here. The temperatures don't merit people wanting to go outside. My gallery of fans typically is 2, is down to 0. They're back up in Iowa. But we're going to have a lot of fun. And John Rieger will fire us up. And he's right now, it's our Ice Pick Vodka John Rieger conversation. And he'll give us the Wild Bill and Yankenkrake weather report. Good morning, my man.
Hey, thanks, Mike. You know, we always lead off the show with the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report, so I just want to let our listeners know that part of the John Rieger Golf Report is the Wild Bill Chereau Golf Weather Update. We have an official name for it now. It's brought to you by Yank and Crank, extreme fine fishing fashion. And you can find Yank and Crank at yankandcrank.myshotify.com, or starting next Saturday, you can link it on our new website, Mike. OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com.
So exactly. OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com, and it was available, and we're going to rock and roll on, my man.
So that was our Wild Bill Golf Weather Update from our Ferg Sports Bar Grill Radio Studio across the street from the Trop in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. And when I look at the weather, you're just going to have to look up, because I'm seeing statistics here. It says 100% cloud cover, and they say 100% cloud cover where I'm at in Crescent Beach. And, boy, this is just all I see is jet trails. What's going on down there? Is it sunny or is it cloud cover?
It's cloud cover, and it's Gasparilla Saturday. It's going to be a madhouse over in Tampa, as it is each and every Gasparilla. But maybe that'll curb the cocktailing, and or like we do up north, then you start throwing down the schnapps, peppermint schnapps, and the coffee, little lighter fluid to keep you going. But it'll be a lot of fun over there. But in the world of golf, they're out there in La Jolla, and I love that track. I think I told you my humorous story of telling the pros back in the studio in Iowa that I had actually gone 18 Torrey Pines when we pulled up to it, and it was about 2002. Got dumped off by our respective, my mother and my wife, and we looked at this track, and they had set the tee time for us, and I said, this thing will eat us up. We'll be out here 7 hours. The people will be pissed off at us. I went and talked to the head pro. I said, hey, would you mind the old man? I just grab a cart. I said, we know all the golf etiquette. We'll ride along the tree line. And he actually let us do it. And that was my Torrey Pines experience. I'm sure in your world travels, you've played the course.
Well, it's one of the great municipal golf courses out there. If you're a local resident, I'm not sure what it costs now, but years ago, it couldn't have been more than $15. You could go play golf there while the tourists came in and spent over $100. So I'm sure all those prices have doubled by now. But Torrey Pines has hosted U.S. Opens, and of course it's hosted the tour event, but it's one of the most beautiful golf courses you can play. They've got a north and south course, and you've got cliffs looking over the Pacific Ocean, and the weather in San Diego is just absolutely gorgeous. I remember going out there one year, first time I went to San Diego, and I got off the plane, and this was when the Enron scandal was going on, where they were having power blackouts because the Enron company was more of a financial problem than being able to generate electricity. And I'm walking over the bridge to go to the rental car place, and man, it's July, and I'm cold. I'm like, wow, I need a sweater. And I realize that I'm outside. It's so beautiful in San Diego. Now, you know, you get about 10 miles inland, all of a sudden you get into the desert. It could be 100 degrees where, year-round, it's a beautiful 60, 70 degrees year-round. And that's why they get a lot of fog, too. So sometimes with this tournament, the Farmers Insurance Open, they have to battle the fog. And this tournament used to be called the Andy Williams San Diego Open when they used to have celebrities. We were talking about that last week when you had different celebrities like Glenn Campbell and Bob Hope and Sammy Davis Jr. put their name on an event. But now it's the Farmers Insurance Open. And if we take a look at the leaderboard, it looks like it's a shootout right now. Look at John Rahm. He's in second place at minus 10. Sam Ryder is leading at minus 12. John Rahm's at minus 10. And Tony Finau's at minus 8. Well, Rahm and Finau are probably the two hottest golfers on the PGA Tour. John Rahm has won four of his last six tournaments. And there he is again. And this was a breakthrough tournament for him a few years ago in 2018 when he broke through and won a tournament. He won this tournament. So if you look at the star-studded leaderboard of young people, not only have Sam Ryder, you have John Rahm, Tony Finau, you have him, you have Colin Morikawa, Max Homa's really popular, Sigala, S.H. Kim, even Ricky Fowler tied for ninth in the.
I love to see Ricky making a statement again, especially in Southern California where everybody loves him.
Yeah, so it's also, again, one of those tournaments that's on the West Coast. I know that tomorrow they'll be competing against football. I'm pretty sure they're going to move up the tee times to earlier so you can watch earlier.
This is the last round today, my man.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, this is the last round today. That's the beauty of this weekend. This is the last round. That's why they started on Wednesday and caught me off guard. And
the hero is
going to finish on Monday now because of weather conditions. So we will be watching the hero tomorrow and Monday.
Yeah, you got me, man. You got me off guard there because I'm just kind of looking at the leaderboard and they're talking about a big shootout in the final round. And I'm like, well, gosh, I mean, it's only Saturday, but you're right. And that's smart. You know, get the golf over before the football, and you'll have maximum viewership. It's on CBS tonight. You can watch it from, I think, around 4:30 afternoon to about 8 o'clock at night. So it's going to be a thriller.
It caught me really off guard yesterday. I think I mentioned it in our late conversation. I had been watching it while I was working and stopped in, and I had the Golf Channel on. I'm like, what are they watching? What are they replaying the hero that took place this morning for? And then, because I knew it was the third round, I knew that John Rahm was making a charge, and then I went and checked this CBS, and this is a Friday afternoon, and they're airing it live, so which is unusual. I tell you one thing, young Sam Ryder, today, since it is the final round, and you've got John Rahm, the hottest golfer on the planet with back-to-back wins in his first two starts, and then Tony Finau, of course, and Colin Morikawa, don't count him out, but Sam Ryder, I guarantee you, he didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Probably not, you know, with a leaderboard like that. Hey, let's jump over to the other side of the world with the DP World Tour. And like you said, that I guess they're going to be delayed till Monday. And that was earlier in the week. When we get young Michael on there, he can tell us about that little controversy that we're all reading about this week. But they're playing the Hero Dubai Tournament. It's the Desert Classic. And it's interesting. They're in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, that's how you pronounce all that. Boy, it's a mouthful over there, and especially a mouthful to be able to pronounce the names of the people leading. But there's a three-way tie for first. Michael Thorbjørnsen, I guess, is leading. Thomas Peters and Richard Bland are all minus 10.
Thorbjørnsen. It rolls off. I practiced it last morning early.
Thorbjørnsen. So you know what? Thorbjørnsen, the J silent, isn't it?
Yeah, Thorbjornsson, Bland, and Peters. I didn't even go with the first names because I knew I wanted to get down to Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed and Ian Poulter. They're all two back.
And they're tied. Reed and McIlroy tied at 8-under. I'm not sure if they played together yet, but they may end up playing together in the last day. That would be really something.
Hey, for once, I did my homework. No, they're not playing together. Actually, Rory McIlroy tees off at 2:42, and Patrick Reed does, and Rory McIlroy tees off at 2:31, and that'll be interesting. You think Rory will be hitting into Patrick Reed?
Whenever possible. You know, there's a lot of mental games going on out there. I wish they would just cut it out, but we'll see. Mike will bring us up to speed on some of that, but there's... a lot of controversy between the two, but great for golf fans. And, hey, they're both at the top of their games, it looks like.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to, along with the Super Bowl, of course, and I think it's happened on a couple of occasions. The Super Bowl is taking place in the greater Phoenix area on February 12th. And guess what tournament? My favorite, the old Phoenix Open, the Waste Management, the biggest party in the world of golf. And it's all the same day. Can you imagine being down there? Now, if you were my son's age or younger, it'd be a blast. But the traffic's going to be crazy. The restaurants will be jammed. What a great weekend for that area.
Well, they have done this in the past when they hosted the Super Bowl in Phoenix and got some of the highest TV ratings because obviously they put it on television and end it right before the Super Bowl gets ready for all their big pregame shows for kickoff. And it's a giant party. That par 3 16th hole now has turned into quite a spectacle. It's interesting. When Tiger first played, I believe in 1996, they didn't have as many bleachers around it, but they still had quite a few people, maybe 30,000-40,000 people around that hole, and he made a hole in one. And it's a famous thing. You could Google this and see his hole in one that he made. I mean, he was literally showered with beer cups. It was unbelievable. It took him like half an hour just to clear the ground of all the beer cups out there after he made a hole in one. But very exciting. If you're going to go to the Waste Management Open, that is the one hole that you got to be at. You got to see it. And a lot of the tour pros, they bring gifts and they throw them out to the crowd. They're quite popular when they do it. So all in all, yes, I'm excited to watch it because it's great golf too. It's a great golf course. I used to work with the Tournament Players Organization and got to play quite a few rounds of golf out there. And I can tell you that it's a very nice, well-conditioned golf course, very challenging for these people, but it has some exciting holes, like the 16th hole, but the 17th hole is a short enough hole you could actually drive it. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward about talking about that tournament coming up on our radio show.
Looking forward to that as well. Let's bring in some youth to the conversation, and he's been sticking his nose into this Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed incident, and, as I said, the tee times... And I'll probably hop right out of bed about 2:31 a.m. and see Rory tee off, and then 2:42 with Patrick Reed. I've never liked Patrick Reed, Michael. Welcome to the show. Hope things
morning,
are,
gentlemen.
Not too frigid out there in the Mile High City.
No, not too bad. Not too bad. You know, I just got done watching the match play in 2016 at Hazleton between Rory and Patrick Reed, and you know, take all the. Everything aside, that's one of the best match plays, I think, in the history of golf. You know, those two went at each other neck and neck. And then you throw, you know, what happened to McIlroy on Christmas Eve. You know, it's supposed to be a gentleman's sport. You know, I know it's business as well, but that was very ungentlemanlike. You know, I don't blame Rory for ignoring Patrick Reed. But they have a history of competition and going head-to-head.
Well, you know, it's well chronicled that Patrick Reed isn't easy to play with, starting with his own family. He's basically, you know, he disowned them because he didn't like their position and following his career, and a lot of conjecture there. But do you think this was just to start out with a ploy for Patrick Reed to get LIV involved, Michael? Because, you know, the tee that he – well, tell the audience what happened if they're not familiar with what took place on the practice green before they started the competition over there.
Well, prior to this, you know, Patrick Reed had a subpoena served to Rory McIlroy on Christmas Eve of all the days, you know, trying to enjoy the day with his family. For, you know, defamation of character. and for talking poorly about LIV. Well, the tee that Patrick Reed flicked at McIlroy after McIlroy ignored him, which any human being, I believe, in this circumstance would ignore someone that had papers served to them on Christmas Eve. The tee that he flicked at him said four aces, which is, Patrick Reed's LIV
the team
moniker, I believe. Yeah, his team.
That's their team. Yeah, their team names all sound like roller derby teams, but anyway.
We know, Michael.
So, yeah, I mean, if you... Yeah, John.
Well, Michael, that's some great detective work there, because I can tell you right now, most of the sports world didn't really know what was on the tee or even understood what that was. I saw the video of it a couple of times, and it didn't look like anything big. He walks over and shakes hands with Rory, and then he turns around and tosses the tee back. But it's kind of suspect when I looked at it, because I'm thinking, well, why is he tossing a tee back? I mean, you just throw it on the ground if you're over there and you want to carry an extra golf tee around or something. But that's pretty sweet, knowing that it actually has LIV Golf on it and has the name of the team.
Yeah. Definitely was a stab at him. Here's my moniker. That was my subpoena. Hope to see you in the Ryder Cup coming up.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
But have they made a statement, John? Have they made a statement on whether the LIV guys are going to be able to play on the Ryder Cup? I don't think they're able to. Are they at this juncture?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think it's been totally resolved just yet. But I know that you call it the five families of golf: the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, the Masters, Augusta National, and you also have the USGA and the RNA. Those are they call them the five families of golf. They're the ones that basically determine everything happening. Interesting enough, with Augusta, they're going to let the LIV Golf players play based on whatever their eligibility is to play in the tournament this year. So they didn't get up there to ban it. And I know that some of these different golf organizations sometimes, they got to be careful when they start banning players, because, and there'll be something interesting we can talk about later on in the show, but one of the things I was looking at the other day, we talked earlier in previous segments about the LIV Golf Tour and their sponsors are the same sponsors that the PGA Tour has. PGA Tour has like 27 sponsors that do $40 billion a year of business in Saudi Arabia. And so when you start banning players because of supposed sports washing or moral reasons, you better be careful, because it's like, well, what, all the PGA Tour is sponsored by Saudi Arabia or businesses doing business in Saudi Arabia. So, more news at 11, but, Michael, finding out the LIV Golf Tee. What we need to do is, Michael, you're in charge of getting us some LIV Golf Tees. So your dad can heat up every time and get angry, and he'll hit the ball further off the tee.
Well, I'm just all about the game growing. As long as the game grows, I don't think that they'll be able to keep players that are in the LIV out of the Ryder Cup. I think it would be, not a very smart move. There's just too many good players that have decided to go. Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed. There's just too many guys that bring numbers and have been good advocates for the game of golf so far. So I hope they get something worked out, because that would be a shame if that were the case.
Switching gears on you guys, I want your opinion, Michael, as a young guy, and Max Homa is about your age. Yesterday in the coverage, CBS, Torrey Pines, Max Homa agreed to mic up like these NFL players do, and they do it on the European Tour, and they walk down the fairways and they have conversation. Your generation's all about the social media. You comfortable with these guys? I mean, Max Homa, he's a social media junkie. In fact, his dollars in the PGA bonus program will be based upon what he garners from a social media perspective, and same thing with Ricky Fowler. He's a pretty face. Max Homa will be on the call later in his life, because he's that good. But what's your opinion on that guy being mic'd up and staying focused?
I like it, but at the same time it worries me, because it's really, social media has spread the media coverage out. So for instance, this year the Masters isn't even going to be covered on the BBC over in the UK. And that's because, you have networks like the Sky Network, which is, internet TV. You know, I worry about things getting too watered down and dispersed and, you know, not being regulated as much. You know, the fact that the Masters isn't going to be, you know, on the BBC this year, I think is a shame. But, you know, I don't live in Europe. You know, Rory said that, you know, they would, most people have Sky, but, you know, just the fact that, you know, you're losing classics like that, for the game of golf over in Europe, I think is a shame. But, you know, being mic'd up, I think that's great. I think that's great for the, you know, anything to give people an inside view on what professional golfers go through. Because, you know, you have a lot of sports fans that, oh, golf isn't a sport. Well, yeah, it is. It's a very, very tough mental sport. And I think that just goes to show you inside the ropes and inside the player's head. I like it.
Okay, before I let you go, we got to run to a break here. We got to stay on task today. I'm trying to get us more monetization, and we got to stay on task. So a little humor, fellas. Better movie, Caddyshack or Tin Cup? I'll start with you, John Rager.
Oh, Caddyshack, hands down. No, it's not even a competition. It's the one movie that has revolutionized as far as comedy and golf. When it first came out, a lot of the traditional muckety-mucks didn't really approve of Caddyshack, but whoever was the golf professional consultant for that movie absolutely nailed it. So my vote is Caddyshack.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, John. Caddyshack all the way. Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, you can't beat it.
I used to be a complete advocate of Caddyshack, but the more I watch Tin Cup, you got to admit it's got a lot of subtle humor too, and it's kind of caught my eye lately. I've gone back and watched it several times, but we'll start getting the audience up. And here's another thing: I've been watching a lot of golf, guys. I think Rager, you got to agree. I came prepared a little bit more today in the intro of the show. However, this is one of the things that the great. You know, we've got a lot of Bill influence in this world. We got Wild Bill, and we have our late Bill Day, our mentor on the golf course. And one of the things that I noticed watching the two tournaments yesterday is that 99.9% of the shots, guys, that are short, they don't go in. And that was one that was one of his Bill-isms on the course. Is that accurate?
That's true.
That's 100% more than accurate. I thought you were going to give me something from Encyclopedia Britannica. You actually got it from, the book of goofball.
Yeah, well, I am a goofball. Guess what? I got to share this with you guys, but I'm not sharing it. Here I am, all by myself in our 19th hole clubhouse studios. It's a cold day, and Sherry Ferguson, Mark Ferguson, the proprietor's wife, just brought me breakfast cake. Cake, fellas. Well, I get to have cake while I'm talking on the air.
And what's cold weather to you? Because I'm staring at snowy mountains over here with no cake. So,
well, you got no cake. You got ice and snow. You need to move to Florida. Well, we've got a brisk 55. And I'm telling you, on the beach, that's like 35. But still, I digress. In the great state of Iowa, at 45, 50 degrees, the tee time, you wouldn't be able to get a tee time at Waveland. Am I correct?
Oh, definitely not. You know, I played a college tournament at Boss Landing where I had to walk through snow drifts before. So,
and my dumbass followed you. I followed you.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. Have a great weekend. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Thanks for sharing that insight, John Rager. We'll be back. We'll talk to James Poulter. We'll be back here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and, of course, all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome to On the Tee, Florida. We are brought to you by Big Storm Brewery. And that conversation with my son outside the ropes, Michael Rickard. Of course, Big Storm Brewery is going to step up to the plate in 2023 and starting in February. We've got several events. We'll be on our road show, if you will. And if you'd like us to come to a charity event near you or one that you're involved in, we'll send out. We're working on a unique concept. We may have a young lady that's an intern that is going to be. She's going to be volunteering as a celebrity caddy and cart driver, along with the celebrity caddy, the Big O, Oscar Garner III. So we'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll share more as we progress with that concept. I need to pass it by the almighty John Rager, see what his opinion is. But it's coming out of the world of entertainment with Mr. Tom Gribbins, and I think we've got something there. And we've also got something taking place, and John Rager, you're going to be in the middle of it. You're going to be the point of it. Of course, that's the Super Bowl of golf taking place up there and at Carrollwood in Tampa.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this year's NFL Alumni Super Bowl of Golf qualifier. It's going to be Monday, March 6th. Over at Carrollwood Country Club, 27-hole facility. And we're going to fill up the golf course with teams comprised of NFL alumni from Tampa Bay. That means that the players themselves in the tournament, that your celebrity is going to be somebody who played in the NFL, so a bona fide player. And a lot of them actually are former Tampa Bay Buccaneers, some of them who played on the Super Bowl championship teams in the past. So we're looking for that. They raise money for youth charity. We even have some of the old cheerleaders come back and help out with that tournament. But it's the Super Bowl golf qualifier. All the NFL cities across the country have an NFL alumni chapter, and they run an annual golf tournament. And they all gather through their tournaments they run throughout the year to the Super Bowl of golf, where they actually play for a big trophy and bragging rights to see which NFL alumni chapter is the champion. So our old local chapter here in Tampa Bay is hosting it Monday, March 6th. Carrollwood Country Club. If you go to NFL Alumni Tampa Bay, you type those keywords in your social media, you'll see their Facebook site, you'll see their website, and you can sign a team up now.
We're efforting James Poulter. Of course, he's the CEO and director of golf at the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Academy. He's involved. We've had him on one of the first shows we had last year. In fact, we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, John Rager. And prior to even you getting involved in raising the bar on the quality of the production. But he's actually at Epcot with his family, so he probably is finding a spot where he can pull away. And he volunteered that. I didn't put pressure to pull away from any quality family time, but we got plenty to talk about. You were a busy guy yesterday.
Hey, you know what? While we're waiting for James, if he does be able to call in from Epcot, talk about Chi-Chi Rodriguez a little bit. It's something that listeners out there, you know, need to Google, because he's from Puerto Rico, one of the all-time PGA Tour greats. He's in the World Golf Hall of Fame. He's also in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And he's just he's a small man. He's like 5'5", 125 pounds, soaking wet. And in his heyday, when he played against the likes of Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, he could hit it just as far as they could. And a couple of years ago, we had our Florida Sports Hall of Fame golf tournament down in Port St. Lucie. That's where our Florida Sports Hall of Fame is located. And we did it at the PJ Golf Club. And he was our honorary chairman. So what we did for the tournament the next day, he came to our Friday night pairings party at our museum down at the Mid-Florida Event Center. A wonderful man. He signed autographs. We had a special edition of the golf tournament program that was produced by a local magazine that went out all across Southeast Florida. And we sent a car that next morning to get Chi-Chi because we had like a 9 o'clock shotgun. And he said, hey, pick me up early. So he and his lovely wife, they picked him up at 7 o'clock, our intern driver. And our intern driver drove him to PJ National Golf Club, not PJ Golf Club. PJ National Golf Club is in Palm Springs Garden. PJ Golf Club is 55 miles north of PJ National. So, we're like, man, we sent a car. We know he's picked up at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's almost 9 o'clock. We want him to say a few things before we go out. And there he comes rolling in, and he gets out there like nothing happened. I mean, I'll tell you what, he had the patience of a saint that day and went in and got our tournament kicked off. But that was embarrassing. You send a cart driver to pick him up, and they drive him 55 miles away to the wrong golf course.
Well, I did that same thing down here with Louis Tian. I don't know if that name's familiar to you. Louis Tian should be your age group. He was a Hall of Fame pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, and we had an event with the Ted Williams Foundation. And I sent, being an Iowan, this is just several years ago, he was coming to sign up at the Capitol Theater in Clearwater, and I sent him to the wrong hotel, 30 miles over into Tampa, not in Clearwater. And I heard about that. Yeah, he missed the VIP party. And so we've both been guilty of not having the proper logistics for a high-profile guest. Let's just say that.
Hey, I got to tell you my Gary Sheffield story. I helped Mr. Barry Smith 1 year run the Mike Ditka Gridiron Great Celebrity Golf Tournament. He had all NFL Hall of Fame football players play as the captains, and we did this golf tournament at Avila.
What a blast.
And all the celebrities were brought in. This is the first, that was like the year, that was when, it wasn't the previous Super Bowl, but it was the Super Bowl before that Tampa hosted down at Raymond James Stadium. And we're registering golfers, and in walks Gary Sheffield. Hey, Major League Baseball star, right? Legend. And, and I don't see his name on the list because this is an NFL Hall of Famer football thing, gridiron greats. You have to be in the Hall of Fame of football even to play in this tournament as a celebrity with the amateur.
He looked like he could play football, John.
Oh, yeah, he did. So he could, yeah, very well. So he walked in, and being courteous, I found a team for him. Procter & Gamble was a big sponsor. They needed an extra player, so I put him in that group, and it was great. They were just so excited to have a baseball player in a football tournament. Well, about six holes later, I'm roaming around the golf course visiting with all the players, make sure I got all the handicaps correct and names for the scoreboard and all that, and flat handed and say hello. And, Gary came up to me and goes, I've made a mistake. I go, what is it? He says, I'm at the wrong golf tournament. I should be at the Major League Baseball player golf tournament. And I thought it was here. It's at Saddlebrook. And I said, well, Mr. Shell, if you need to leave and go to that, we completely understand, And he goes, no, I'm having a great time here. I'm going to stay here and finish it out. So he was our honored guest that day in a football tournament with a baseball player.
What did the football players think of it?
Oh, they loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Well, typically, baseball players have a little bit better game than the NFL guys, or maybe I'm wrong. You let me know.
Well, it's a toss-up. There's a lot of NFL players that have become great golfers. One of them, and you want to Google this, his name is John Brody. He played.
I know all about John Brody.
Yeah, all-pro linebacker for the. Not all-pro linebacker.
Quarterback.
All-pro quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and he was also a good enough golfer that he ended up playing on the PGA Tour Champions and winning a tournament. I mean, so
he's a cool cat.
He was unbelievable. So there's an example of an NFL player that became a golfer. There's plenty of examples of it, but it seems to me there's a lot more baseball players and hockey players that are better golfers. I think it's just either the pitching motion of baseball or the hawk and puck action that they use in the NHL that's more conducive to golf. And it seems like when you watch these celebrity tournaments, the baseball and the hockey players take over. But hey, recently in the Lake Tahoe Celebrity Golf Classic in years past, I think there's a, I'm not quite sure what the name of the team was or this gentleman's name, but he was an offensive tackle or something. And he actually was like in the top 10 of the tournament, which is remarkable because these linemen typically don't have good throwing skills, and that's where golf is integral into other sports, being able to throw like baseball pitchers and those kind of things.
Well, the event just took place, the LPGA event over in Orlando. You saw that Tom Glavine and John Smoltz, they finished in the top 10 of the celebrity piece, and that's typical of both those guys. That incredible staff, was of Atlanta Braves pitchers. I don't think there's ever been golfers at that level that were Hall of Fame pitchers as well.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you know, one of the things that you look at when you look at celebrity golf too is how they've become merged into what the LPGA is doing. When the LPGA had their Tour of Champions last week over in Orlando, they actually had a celebrity division, and it had nothing to do with Tournament of Champions for the LPGA golfers, but it was a way to raise the money and bring attention to the tournament, and these celebrities absolutely loved it. And Annika Sorenstam, who's a World Golf Hall of Fame member and a Florida Sports Hall of Fame member, you know, she plays in it as a celebrity now. So it's not like the ladies' tour has a developed senior tour. They do. They have senior tour events for ladies. But it seems like the celebrity aspect for some of these senior tour ladies has been something that's paying off and getting a lot of exposure. But, yeah. Larry Fitzgerald, he's a great golfer, too.
Hell of a golfer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who likes to golf that it is not. Oh, you know what? We just got James Poulter, not to be confused with Ian Poulter, and kind enough to join us here on the T, Florida, and taking a little family time. I feel guilty now, James, that you're over there at Epcot with the fam, and we're bugging you about what you do on a daily basis.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy? No worries. I actually was just stepping off a ride when you called, so sorry.
Which ride did you just step off of?
I was on the Nemo ride, actually, at Epcot. It's pretty cool.
Well, you're a good father. Say hello to John Rager. He's up in Crescent Beach, Florida.
Hey, John. Long time no see, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, James. You know, Epcot's probably our family's most favorite theme park there because you get to go to all the different countries and taste all the food, and it's spectacular. I know they have a new area that they're going to be opening up. I don't know if it opened up yet while you're over there, but, yeah, Epcot definitely is the place that, you know, my favorite of all the theme parks over at Disney.
Yeah, I think they definitely stepped it up over the years. It's pretty cool.
Hey, so do you go to the English pub over there at Epcot then?
Oh yeah, you have to, man.
So what do you think? Is it authentic? Are they close?
It's not bad. It's not the same, but it's not bad.
So you give it about a C minus?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a B.
All right. Well, why don't you share the audience? Let's go back. We had you on last year talking First Tee, which, of course, we're near and dear to our heart, and we'll be, you and I will go over that off the air one of these days, and we'll get up there and assist you with that process. But give the audience, we reach a broader base now, of your history, how you got to the Chichi Rodriguez Academy, coming home across the pond, and what you're focusing on now, James.
Sure, no worries. So I'm currently the CEO with the Chichi Rodriguez Youth Foundation. We operate a golf club and a driving range over in Clearwater in Pinellas County in Tampa. And I actually moved over from England 20 years ago and started out as a volunteer with the First Tee program. I was a junior golf coach, was summer camp coach, and got a job in the pro shop and worked my way through the pro shop and took over as CEO 3 years ago now. So very proud of what we do. Not only are we the First Tee of Clearwater, but we also operate a public school in partnership with the Pinellas County School System. And we have 90 kids that go to school there every day that are there because they're performing below grade level. So we help them academically get back on track. And we use golf as a great vehicle to teach, you know, great sport and some good life skills. So First Tee has great curriculum with different core values that we can teach about honesty, integrity, respect, sportsmanship, perseverance. So all those core values we can teach during golf, and then life skills that they can go on and use forever. You know, golf's one of those sports that you can play forever. So, you know, it's a good equalizer. You can handicap it, and everybody can have a good time. So, you know, it's just a great program.
Hey, James, one of the things that I was thinking about, we were just, while you were waiting, while you're on the Riding Nemo ride and waiting to get off the call in, we were telling a few Chi-Chi Rodriguez stories. How did Chi-Chi Rodriguez and your organization come together? How did this happen with Chi-Chi over there?
That's a great question, John. So foundation was actually started in 1979. Chi-Chi was in town playing in the old JCPenney Classic, which was held at Bardmore back in the day. And he met Bob James, who was the founder of Raymond James Financial, and a local educator. And the three of them got together and started the foundation, originally working with kids in an after-school program. And we partnered with the city of Clearwater to get the land to build the golf course, and then the Pinellas County School System to open the school.
Well, that's incredible. You know, you guys have been around such a long time. And one of the things I wanted our listeners to learn a little bit more about is golf and give back. That seems to be a major theme of what the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Foundation is all about and your golf efforts. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what that means.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely ways to support the foundation, you know, by playing golf at Chi-Chi's. You know, a portion of the proceeds come back to the foundation. But we're involved in multiple different events throughout the year. One of our major events is coming up, actually, with the Valspar Championship. So you can get involved, volunteer, help at the Valspar, attend the Valspar, and then proceeds from the Valspar go back to typically over 80 different charities in the Tampa Bay region. So, you know, golf gives back to a lot of different ways, a lot of different charities.
Well, being around so long as a golf charity, do you have the participants from the early years in this, do they come back and get involved and help out now that they're adults with their own kids?
Yeah, we do. We have some alumni that come back, and we have different committees. The foundation has an action committee. We have a couple previous alumni on to help out. And, you know, so definitely it does become a generational thing now, which is neat to see.
Are you seeing any of these youngsters that you want, the 90-some students, are they embracing the game of golf? Do they like it if they get the opportunity? Or are they so focused on the mainstream sports? Or once you give them a taste of golf, James, do they embrace it and then enjoy it? And you think they'll continue to pursue it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. I think they enjoy it. They, you know, it's golf has become a lot more entertainment-focused now, too. You know, so we've got some great technology out there with Top Golf, Top Tracer, you know, Pop Stroke, all of those things that have become more of an entertainment side to golf. And then, you know, once they get the bug for it, you know, they can continue to develop and hone in their skills actually out on the golf course as well.
Well, James, with your young golfers out there, I know years ago, you know, you'd run a junior golf clinic in the summer like most PGA golf professionals would do, and you know, you'd have current events, and you ask your kids who their favorite golfers is and that kind of thing. And I remember, when Tiger Woods hit on the tour and he became very popular, we'd ask our golfers, who's your favorite golfer? And you'd expect Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, that was Tiger Woods. Well, nowadays, sometimes because of Tiger being off the tour for such a long time, that yes, the kids who their most favorite golfers are, they're talking about Jordan Spieth, and they're talking about, you know, Justin Thomas, and they don't even know who Tiger Woods is. Do you see that with your kids as far as, you know, who are they gravitating to these days, the young kids, the role models out there in golf, men or women?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, you know, Tiger, we wouldn't be where we are today with the golf industry if it wasn't for Tiger. So, you know, we'll be forever thankful for him and his ability to how he hit the golf ball. But definitely it's changed a little bit now. Justin, Jordan, you know, definitely. But also on the LPGA side, you know, we're very lucky in Pinellas County to have the Pelican Club, and they host the LPGA Pelican event, which is now going to be the Annika event next year. And, you know, the LPGA pros, they are a lot more engaging and have a lot more time for the fans. You know, we do a pro-am in March, and I can tell you, you know, that they're always great to work with. And, you know, they always just get the value of the fans and just kind of help support junior golf and programming.
Well, we now have Jessica and Nellie Corder from Bradenton, too. And, you know, they're 22 and 24 years old, respectively. And that's a big factor as well, James, for the young ladies, even the young guys. I mean, because they're athletic. Their story, their family story is superb. Their father being a tennis professional. They're cool as cucumbers out there on the course. And I think they're probably making a big impact with the young ladies.
Yeah, it's a pretty athletic family right there. You know, we just had a stat this week. Our current junior first tee program in 38% are actually girls. So, you know, I think that's a really great stat for us moving forward, that 38% of our participants are actually female right now. So it's great that they're coming through the program.
Wow. You have daughters?
I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son.
Well, you better get with that 10-year-old daughter and that 5-year-old and take a deep breath, get ready for your next ride, and yeah. John and I will be getting a hold of you here shortly. I'll come up, and we'll have a little business meeting and see how we can collaborate on the T Florida with what you're doing, the T.G. Rodriguez Foundation, as well as First T Clearwater. How about that?
That sounds great, guys. Appreciate the phone call, and sorry I missed you the first time.
No worries. And get to the pub and have a pint on us.
I'll have a pint for you guys, for sure.
All right. He's James Poulter, and takes time out of his family. Let's take a quick break. We'll come down and let John Rager wind things down here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Still on the tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, and our great friends at Sea Dogs Brewery down there on Blind Pass on Sunset Beach. And had three business meetings there this week. I'll tell you what, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Charlie Breakiron and the gang do a superb job, and they've got world-class chefs in the kitchen. I met all three of those cats, and you can't go wrong, I'll tell you right now. All right, let's have John Rager wind things down. We got about 5 minutes here, and nice conversation with James Poulter there, and look forward to building a relationship with the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Academy. You remember those days when, you had Arnie's Army. What did they call Chi-Chi with all those kids at every venue that he went to?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you know?
No, I know my son Benny, who's 30 now, when the 1999 Senior U.S. Open was at Glen Oaks Country Club in West Des Moines, Iowa. Benny was out there on the range when he was doing trick shots, and he sat right on Chi-Chi Rodriguez's lap. And I thought my mother to this day thinks he's the greatest guy on the planet. All the kids around him and little Benny sitting on Chi-Chi's lap.
Well, that's pretty cool to hear. You know, I enjoy talking to young Michael Earler in the broadcast about the ongoing controversy. It seems every time you mention LIV Golf, there's a controversy with something going on. And also James Boulder, take a little time out to talk about that Chi-Chi Rodriguez Foundation. And it's been around, 45 years or so. So we're looking forward to getting more involved with them. But now it's time for the John Rager Golf Report. And for our new listeners out there, you know, this is a weekly collection of social media and blog posts, and we try to cover a wide range of interesting and controversial news and in different opinions from the world of golf. So you can find it at or hashtag on social media for John Rager Golf or On the Tee Florida. You know, we do this weekly on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So this week, you were mentioning earlier in the broadcast, I was busy yesterday. Yes, Wild Bill Stroh and I, we were over at the PGA Show. So this week's John Rager Golf Report is titled "The Biggest Names in Golf Are Back at the 2023 PGA Show." And it's very interesting, Mike. You weren't able to make it over this year, but next year we're gonna kidnap you. You're just so busy promoting the show and selling sponsorships and stuff, we couldn't get you over there. So next year we're gonna get a bus and kidnap you and drive you on over there so you can see this. But in years past, especially 2021, they had a virtual show because they couldn't, do it because of COVID restrictions. You know, a PGA merchandise show has been going on for quite a number of years. It started in the 50 out of salesmen's trunks in Dunedin, Florida, and it's grown into this massive 11 miles of aisles of every golf business in the world of golf. And it's a wholesale show. It's for PGA golf professionals and buyers to come and look, and their guests to be able to walk around the show and do their buying for the year. But, and this is where you see the latest products, the latest innovations. But, you know, last year, right after coming off that virtual show in 2022, they were missing Titleist, FitzRoy, Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, Ping, Cleveland, Srixon, Peter Millar, and the show was seriously diminished. Well, the PGA Show this year is winning the Comeback Award of the Year for trade shows. They're back now at about 800 vendors from 600 vendors last year, and all those companies I mentioned are back. And there were some very exciting things to see. And probably the big hit of the show, the whole thing, was Toptracer. As our listeners know out there, if you attend a Topgolf, you'll see the technology where you hit a golf ball that traces it. You can have many games and fun and stats. And whether you're an avid golfer or whether you're just a hacker or just haven't even played golf before, well, they're taking this technology to golf courses now. Golf courses are able to put the same technology in. And it's not really competition for Topgolf. They're not competing against themselves. They're just exposing their technology to more people, which seems that more people enjoy the game of golf, take the game of golf, keep playing the game of golf, and spending the money at these golf courses and entertainment centers. So the PGA Show this year, the big story was biggest names in golf, they're back and at the PGA Show. And next year, we'll even grow a little bit bigger. So you know what I'm going to do? I know we're limited on time, so Mike, I just want to wrap my John Rager Golf Report up with a thank you to all of our listeners and sponsors for their support of our radio show. And for listeners out there, if you don't catch our show or you want to listen again, tell your friends to go to RadioStinkPeak.com, click the on-demand button. So I'm looking forward to next week's broadcast, Mike. And like I always say in closing, yank and crank, baby, yank and crank.
And he's John Rager, and I will be at the PGA Show with you next year because we will be light years ahead of where we are right now, thanks to you, my friend. And my son Michael stepped up. He's getting better each time. One of these days, I'll just have to hand the mic over to him, and I'll come hang out at Crescent Beach. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For Michael Rickard, John Rager, James Poulter, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls, thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.